Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's so much fun to be back again. Sorry I've been away for a little while. And what better way to come back after a couple of months than with one of my good friends that I work with and someone I admire and look up to, and he gives me lots of great advice and he teaches me along the way. And I would like to introduce to all of our listeners around the world my friend Sean Moore. He is a customer service manager where I work, and we'll leave the name of that company out of here. But Sean has had a very interesting and I believe maybe difficult life at some times, like we all do. But Sean's story simply touches my heart, and I know that there's lots of young people who love this show. So I would like to introduce my friend Sean and let him tell a little bit about himself and what happened and what he is doing now. And hi, Sean. I'm glad you're here with me.
Hey, Mary. Thanks for having me. Now, where do you want me to start?
Well, I would like to start with just a little bit of who you are, Sean. You've had a very interesting life, and I believe sometimes sad, just like a lot of other people, all of us have had. But could you maybe give us a little brief bio of who you are, Sean?
Yes, my name is Sean Moore. Right now I am currently an assistant to the pastor at a local church, but I also work with Mary. My life has been up and down. At a young age, I just wanted to be accepted and loved. And, you know, sometimes as kids, you can be deceived and think that you're not getting love where you ought to receive love from. And I had a mom and a dad at home, and both of them loved me dearly. They cared for me. They took care of me. But someone was deceiving me and thinking that I wasn't receiving everything that I needed at home. So I started hanging out with my friends, and I really thought that my friends loved me. I thought that the life that I was living, the lifestyle that I was living, I thought that the people that I had surrounded myself with, I thought that they loved me. And I just wanted to be accepted. So that meant that I was willing to do some things that I really did not want to do just so that people that were around me would like me. So I started getting involved into gang activity. A lot of my friends were thugs, and I was living a destructive life. And at the age of 28, I had decided to murder someone, and there's no turning back from that. And I knew that once I did that, there was no returning from that. And I started praying, and I asked God if he was for real, if he was real, to help me with my anger and my feeling of unforgiveness. And I didn't know what to expect because I didn't really know if God could help me. But here it is, 16 years later, he has completely changed my life. I've been sober now for 16 years. I haven't sold any drugs in over 16 years, haven't touched any drugs in over 16 years, haven't had anything to drink in 16 years. I recently got married 4 years ago to a 32-year-old virgin. I have three beautiful kids. God has just really touched my life in a way that I never expected and didn't really know if I could see it at the time. And I know a lot of people don't believe that God is real, but that's what the Christian life is all about, is having faith. If you don't believe it, it can't happen for you.
Wow. Your strength and how you survived and what you've gone through, and now hearing the story of you had made a decision that would have maybe ended someone else's life, and how you actually turned away from that decision and asked God to give you the strength to not do that. I was almost in tears, Sean. I know this is tough for you to talk about because I know, but I also know how important it is for you to spread this word. And yes, I do want to tell everybody that you, out of so many people that we meet every day and so many people in my past that I have come across, you are the epitome to me of strength and of love. You offer nothing but strength and love to everyone that we work with. You are my hero at work on more than one occasion. I can tell you that. You have a very beautiful wife, and I can tell that you are extremely devoted to her and to your children. And, Sean, you are amazing. You are just amazing. Have you had the opportunity, Sean, since you chose to change your path and you became an assistant pastor, have you had the opportunity to perhaps reach out to any of these other people that you might have been involved with during this difficult time in your life?
As a matter of fact, I have, Mary. A lot of my friends are locked up. A lot of my friends are locked up, and there's a few of my friends that are dead. I'm grateful that there are a few of my friends that are still alive and free, and I try to speak with them monthly. I don't call them all the time because our conversations aren't the same. My mindset is different, so what they would want to talk about is not that interesting to me, and I don't want to sound hypocritical, but my life is going in a whole nother direction, so I have to be careful with the conversations that I allow myself to be engaged in. But I do reach out to my friends because I want them to understand that I don't think I'm better than anyone. I understand better than most what they're going through, and I want them to know that I still love them, and that more importantly than my love for them, that God loves them, and what God did for me, he can do it for them. The Bible teaches that our God is no respecter of persons. He loves us all the same. It's just a matter of whether or not we're going to trust them or not in the decisions that we make on a day-to-day basis.
That's so wonderful, and I'm glad. I've always wanted to ask you that question, and then when you agreed to do this interview with me, I thought, oh, this will be perfect to do on the air. Hopefully, you ministering to some of your friends from the past has helped them come to terms and reach out to God, too, and hopefully change their way of life. That would be great, don't you think, Sean?
Yes, and one thing I do realize is that change is very, very difficult. It is not easy. Even in my own personal life, I'm 16 years into this walk, but I'm constantly changing. I haven't arrived yet. There's so much growth in life, and sometimes people get complacent. They don't like change. They like to do the same thing on a daily basis. We like to eat the same food. We like to go to the same, we shop at the same store. We talk to the same people. But one thing I'm realizing is that it's not a bad thing to have change in your life. It's not a bad thing to have your routine interrupted sometimes. And that's a difficult thing for people because people like security, and there's security with everything being just the way it has been. And that's why a lot of people will never sell their home and go purchase another home, because they're comfortable in that home. Some people will buy a car and keep that car until that car falls apart because they're comfortable in that car. For me and living this Christian life, I have learned that you can't get comfortable where you are, because God is in the business of constantly changing everything around you and yourself. When you look at people in the world, they just are afraid of change. For me, I had to change the way I thought, and by doing that, I had to start reading, which I hadn't read a book in over like 12 years. So now reading is a part of my daily routine. I mean, I have a book in my hand probably at least 50% of the day. So for me, it's just about helping people to understand that change is possible. If you want to change, if you have that desire, if you want to stay the same, that's exactly what's going to happen. You will stay the same. But if you have a desire to change, change is possible.
And you know, you live by example. You live just exactly what you're saying. You have a book with you from the time you go, you head back for your break and your lunch, you're carrying your book, and you always have your Bible with you. You're reading it, you're studying it all the time. You have had patience with me God knows how many times, because I'm one of those people you talk about who hates change.
And can I say something, Mary, about that? Because sometimes when you hear that someone's carrying their Bible and they're reading their Bible, automatically people perceive that that person is judgmental. And I want to make it clear to all those that are listening. Anyone that is really in church and anyone who really has a relationship with God, if they're honest, will tell you that they have no room to boast in their life. Because anything that they have victory over, any addictions that they have had victory over, any struggles that they have been able to overcome, it's only been by the grace of God and with God's help. And for me, I've been around a lot of people in the church that are not willing to admit that. They act like they don't do any wrong, and they act like their life is together and they had a part in it. But I want to try to be that example to this generation that we are imperfect people, but yet God still uses us and he still loves us unconditionally. And one thing I love the most is that God has taught me that it's not my responsibility to change the people that are around me. It's their responsibility. If they have a desire to change, then that's when Sean Moore steps in and try to encourage them and help them. But if they don't have a desire to change, then I keep moving. And I recognize that because there were so many years in my life that I didn't have a desire to change. And I don't care how many people came to talk to me, I wasn't going to change. I was going to keep doing the things that I was doing until I was ready to change. And when that day came that I was ready to change, that's when Jesus stepped into my life and he changed me. And that's the same thing with any of us. If we don't have a desire to change, then nothing will ever happen.
And you sure show that, Sean. You live by example, and you are an amazing man. Now, we only have just a few minutes left, Sean, so I do want to touch on something, but we won't spend a lot of time on it because it's kind of something that I know in my heart I don't want to ask you a lot about until you're ready to actually talk about it. But you are actually getting ready to write a story on your life. And
yes, I
don't want to share too many details, just to let people know that once that book is done and ready, I would like to promote it for you, Sean, and get it out there with the links to where people can pick up a copy for you, if you don't mind. Okay.
Thanks, Mary. Yes, I'm not really ready to talk about it right now because it's still in the works. But I can say this: I'm writing my story and I'm telling people the truth about what I was doing in the streets and the direction that I was headed. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want people to know that I'm a real person with real life struggles, and yet I'm free. And it's unfair for me to enjoy the life that I'm living right now and not share my story with those that are out there in the streets still and trying to help them to see that, that it is possible for change. If they just, if they have a desire to stay in the streets, then they have to stay in the streets. I can't do anything about that. But if they have a desire to come out of the streets, then I can step in by the grace of God and God helping me and giving me the wisdom I need to instruct them in the same path that I was blessed to be able to take. And that's the goal in the book, is because we have so many young people dying and we have so many young people locked up. And they think that they don't have any other options, and that's just so not true. And I understand that it's hard and it's difficult, but it is possible.
Sean, do you happen to go to youth homes and detention centers maybe to counsel youth on what they need to do and how God can help them accomplish what they need to do? Are you able to go speak to troubled youth at any time?
Now, Mary, you are about to break my heart with that question, because that is my heart's desire to do exactly what you're asking me. And truthfully, with me working part-time on the job, partially full-time, and then with the other things I have going on, I'm not making any excuses, but I need to find a way, and I have reached out to some community leaders and tried to find doors where I could get out into the community and minister to some of these kids, but no one has really befriended me. And I'm not taking that personal, but I have learned that when God has something for you to do, you have to wait for the right time. And I mm-hmm. guess right now is not my time. So I'm just waiting for the right time, and when the time comes, then hopefully, by the grace of God, I'll be able to get out there and share my story and be able to do some counseling with these young people. But I am in the streets witnessing to these kids. I am in the streets talking to these kids. I am, whenever I see kids, I'm giving them tracts, inviting them to church. I carry with me all the time a little booklet with pictures of how I used to be and pictures of how I am today, sharing my story with these kids that they don't have to live the life that they're living. But as far as the answer to your question, no, I haven't been able to get out to sinners, and that is my heart's desire, Mary, with writing this book, that it will put me in a position to be able to do those things.
Well, I'm hoping this radio show will help put you in that position too, because I know how you are with young people. I see you interact with them every day. I know how I see the pain in your eyes when you see pain that they're going through, because I see it in your face and the compassion you have. And Sean, I want you to know that I love you very much. You are a wonderful man, okay?
Thank you, Mary.
But it's coming up to the end of the show. Sean, will you come back and talk to me again? And I would love to ask you more about everything, and once this book is done and ready to go, we're going to get it out there for you. This radio show and all my friends around the world, I will make sure that they spread the word about it. Okay, Sean?
I love you, Mary, and thank you for the time.
So I just want to say thanks again to my friend Sean Moore. I want to thank Joe D. Taranto, the band War Machine, for my opening song. On February 9th, I'm going to be bringing Allison Metal Babe Mayhem on the show from Metal Mayhem Radio. She's going to be my guest. She's also become my new partner, along with Tom, my partner on Nature's Talk Show, for Hard Rock Radio Live. We got lots of great things. We're teaming up with Allison. She's teaming up with us to promote Hard Rock Radio Live and Up Close and Personal. So you guys stay with us and check us out. So on that note, I'm going to end the show with my song from Daniel Lovenhorn from the band Promethium over in the UK. Daniel, when are you coming back? I miss you, buddy. Bye, Sean. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Mary. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
to break me.